AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Sources tell the AP Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is to retire. AP Sagar Mangani reports his retirement would give President Biden his first chance to nominate someone to the high court.
As a candidate, he pledged to pick the first black female justice.
And certainly stands by that.
That's as far as spokeswoman Jen Psaki will go, noting Breyer has not actually announced his retirement.
I'm not going to speak to any considerations, preparations, lists.
Naming another liberal to replace Breyer would not shift the court's 6-3 conservative majority. But picking a black woman would make high court history. It would be the first time four female justices sat together, and the first time two of the nine justices would be black. Sagar Mangani, Washington.
NATO and the U.S. tell Russia there will be no concessions on President Vladimir Putin's main demands concerning Ukraine.
We're open to dialogue. We prefer diplomacy. And we're prepared to move forward where there is the possibility of communication and cooperation.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Putin and his government have to de-escalate the aggression toward Ukraine. Russia has some 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders. A requirement to get vaccinated against the coronavirus kicks in tomorrow for millions of healthcare workers in about half the states where the Supreme Court overturned a lower court ruling. Strong majority of healthcare workers in the country have already been vaccinated. The mandate covers those who have yet to get their first shots. It covers workers in hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, and other medical facilities that accept Medicaid or Medicare. The Federal Reserve Board says it will raise interest rates, perhaps by March, as part of an effort to rein in inflation. The decision puts a damper on a rally on Wall Street. The Dow up some 900 points, closed the day down 129, while the S&P slipped 6 and the Nasdaq gained 2. This is AP News. Medicare is providing access to new data on staffing for nursing homes. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Ever wonder about the quality of the nursing home you are considering for mom or dad? Medicare says it's making details on staff turnover and nurse coverage accessible to the public. To find the information, consumers go to Medicare's Care Compare website, select a particular nursing home, then click on View Staffing Information. They can then scroll down the list to find details about nurse staffing on the weekends and information on turnover for nurses and administrators. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services says its research on the links between staff turnover and quality of care suggests that as turnover decreases, the overall quality rating for a facility goes up. The change drew praise from advocates for raising the bar on nursing home quality, but the American Healthcare Association called the agency's action tone-deaf. In a statement, the industry group says the government should instead help address the labor shortage that is leaving many direct care jobs unfilled. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.